listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a huge show to get to today, friends. What is Nicki Minaj doing that matters? Governor Mike Huckabee's going to weigh in. We've got Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation taking Nancy Pelosi on very specifically as it relates to a recent statement that she made. But first, we're going to break down the China connection. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming up, we're gonna break down China three different ways today. So I mentioned Charmaine Yost. Ms. Pelosi, Speaker of the House, yesterday made an absurd statement at a public forum and what it means by comparison to the priorities of what American representatives should be worried about. She will break down from kind of a policy standpoint. But before we get into that, and I want to have a full investigation of this today with my next two guests, we will hear from U.S. Army Colonel David Giamana, who's going to be with us to talk about from a military perspective on the U.S. side of the General Milley Chinese phone call connection, what that means, what kind of protocol that may or may not have broken, what message it sends to the men and women in uniform. I mean, there's a lot to uncover on the United States military end of this. But before I do that, I want to turn to Gordon Chang, who is as good as anyone else on the planet at being able to break down and understand not only our actions and what they mean in terms of kind of what, you know, how the globe thinks of our actions, particularly related to China. But he can also give us the insight of what the Chinese officials themselves think. He's been writing about Southeast Asia on all things related to China and the Koreas and the region for a number of years. His Twitter handle is Gordon G. Chang, and you need to follow him. He's one of the most important voices on the internet, particularly as it relates to this issue. And Gordon, a friend of the show, always willing to come on and help break stuff down for us so that we can understand. And Gordon, I appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin.
I think the world was pretty rocked by Bob Woodward's admissions in this book that he got information on these two phone calls that seemed to put General Mark Milley in very bad light. The first one, a little less controversial and maybe more explainable, but certainly the claim in the second call that if there were issues related to the U.S. going on offense, going so far as to pledge that he would alert the Chinese in the event of a U.S. attack. I don't want to be overly simplified here, Gordon. I don't want to misquote what the potential is for being understood. But to your understanding, is that how these phone calls were interpreted? And more importantly, how do the Chinese look at now this controversy in America, see what has been said, and use it to their advantage or disadvantage? What are your thoughts, Gordon G. Chang?
There are two things about China's reaction. First of all, I think General Li Lo-Cheng, who was the other person on the phone with General Milley, he must have been stunned. Now, Chinese elite, both civilian and military, believe that the United States is in disarray and in terminal decline. And General Milley's calls, especially the one in January, I think would have reinforced that notion. And that means that would embolden the Chinese, and that would make them, of course, more belligerent, more dangerous. And that means that the U.S. security and the security of the region has been undermined. But the other thing is, I'm sure that General Li was thinking, where is the spy in Beijing? Remember, General Milley was talking about this because there was intelligence that the Chinese believed that Trump was going to attack them. There were no unusual movement of China's military. There were no civilian preparations. And there's nothing in the propaganda to suggest that they were worried about an attack. And that means General Lee must have thought that if the Americans thought this, then there's a leak in either the Chinese military or in the top of the Communist Party. So I'm sure they're now looking intensified in an intensified way for an American spy.
What does it say culturally to the Chinese leadership if our top general is saying to them, should we go on offense, I'm going to let you know? Is it aid and comfort to an enemy? Is China an enemy? Is it aid and comfort to that enemy? And how did the Chinese perceive it when it was offered?
Well, certainly it's more than just aid and comfort to an enemy. It's actionable intelligence, and this is treason. Remember, Beijing right now is in turmoil. It's got an economic crisis, a debt crisis that could bring down not only a particular real estate company, Evergrande, but it could bring down the Chinese economy, the banking system, the financial system, the political system. And so China right now probably has a use it or lose it mentality. And they're probably also thinking that the U.S. is in no position to oppose them. So this is one of the most dangerous periods that we've lived through.
Given the fact that we exited Afghanistan in the kind of disastrous way that we did, and given Chinese interest in that region, but also in just studying us, because something I've learned from talking to you is that they're always watching how we respond and how we react. Does this change their time frame or calendar goals for Taiwan and what they want to see take place there?
It could very well change the time frame by accelerating it, because they might believe that the U.S. System might sort of come back into more stability. And so they might see this window of opportunity. We know that one thing, that they've been much more aggressive with regard to Taiwan. There are these incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. There have been these transits of a Japanese strait there the Chinese Navy had never been before. And, of course, India is worried about a renewed incursion in Ladakh, high in the Himalayas. So China is pressing its neighbors to its south and to its east. And we are seeing much more pressure on the region than before.
Yeah. Does the disastrous exit in Afghanistan heighten that?
I think so, Kevin. And if you look at the Chinese propaganda, there were two immediate narratives in the wake of the fall of Kabul. There was that the U.S. would not come to the rescue of Taiwan when China invaded, and they used the when, not if. And
wow.
They also said in more generally that if the U.S. could not stand up to the insurgents and the Taliban, how could it deal with mighty China? So I think that this actually does reflect Chinese thinking. It's more than just propaganda. It's more than just intimidation. And that is going to make the Chinese more bold. And that means that the risk of war has gone up.
Yeah. Let me then bring up the other kind of interesting news angle on this from this week. The Australia-UK-USA pact to give submarines to Australia. Is this a way that the U.S. can slightly flex and say, you know, we were bad in Afghanistan, we didn't have our act together, but we're still watching you. We've got an eye on you.
Yeah, the announcement of the pact and the pact with the U.K. and Australia is a really good move because it shows to Beijing that the region and indeed Europe is standing behind. Countries in Asia. And I think that's important because of this additional pressure on Japan, Taiwan, and India. The one thing I didn't like, Kevin, is that when President Biden announced it with the two prime ministers, he didn't use one word which was absolutely essential. And that word, of course, is China. Also, members of administration speaking to the press without attribution said that this was not directed at China. Well, of course it is. I mean, we're not worried about an invasion from Vanuatu. This is China. When we don't say China, and when we say this is not directed at China, China actually believes that we're still afraid of them. And that is that undercuts deterrence. So we need to be very clear about this in public to show the Chinese that we're no longer intimidated by what Beijing says.
Well, now that you've brought that to my attention, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We should have been talking it loud and clear, center of the conversation. Anyway, Gordon, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Go read, go follow, go learn. You will have your mind expanded as you do. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Big Friday broadcast rolls on. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Have faith in your future. Know that you're destined for more than a paycheck. You were born to live your purpose. Join a community of believers seeking higher education at Nyack College. Apply or transfer to a degree in business, nursing, social work, ministry, music, and more. 95% of students receive financial aid. So apply now at nyack.edu, Nyack College. Have faith in your future.
The Ask Sister Jean Live Gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970 and Sister Jean will pray for you.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now it's time for Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. Each Friday, Sabal bringing you delicious, top-quality recipes that you can make right at home. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this exquisite recipe from Sabal Meats. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. This week's recipe is chickpea salami salad. Chickpeas, also known as garbanzos in Spain and Latin American countries, are a member of the pea family. Chickpea mixed with our Jamonita campesino, which is a Hispanic-style luncheon loaf made with beef and pork, makes a delicious combination to enjoy. If you are on the run or want to create a fast and easy meal, enjoy this refreshing and delicious salad with Jamonita campesino salami. Sabal's chickpea salami salad includes 2 cups of cherry tomatoes and chickpeas, half cups of roasted peppers and red onions, but most importantly, 2 delicious cups of Sabal's large diced Jamonita campesino salami. First, cut up all your vegetables and salami into strips and put them all in a bowl. Then season your mix with 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/4 cup of parsley. Once all your ingredients are in the bowl together, now it's time to mix everything. When ready, serve it chilled or at room temperature for that rich quality taste. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with the quality seal of Sabal Meat Products, more than a half century of tradition and quality. Mouth-watering recipes like the chickpea salami salad are what has established the brand and prestige of Sabal Meats. To see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad, visit WMCA's Facebook page at AM570, The Mission. Don't miss out on this delicious recipe that you can bring right to your front door. One more time, see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad on WMCA's Facebook page at AM570, The Mission. This has been this week's Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 50 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. If there's one word to describe dating in New York City, it's exhausting. Endless swiping on dating apps gets you nowhere. In our fast-paced world, it can be a daunting thing finding that someone special. But fear not. Elite Connections International is there to take the reins and help you find the love of your life. Elite Connections International is the premier dating agency in New York City with 27 years of unparalleled success and an A-plus business rating. Thousands of couples have been matched and are happily married. Meet their professional matchmakers and find the person you've been searching for. Family-owned and operated since 1994, Elite Connections International can connect you with New York's exclusive singles. They can find you someone special that matches your specific preferences and dating needs. Give Elite Connections International a call today, 800-923-4200. That's 800-923-4200, or email them at info@eliteconnections.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Again, if you missed my conversation with Gordon Chang, we will have the podcast up as soon as the show's over. So go get it. But everything that he was telling me, and I wasn't surprised by any of it. It's stuff that Gordon has told us before. But everything he was telling me just continued to make me, you know, further question whether or not there should be an all-out, I think, on the media front, an all-out journalistic pursuit of the truth on the General Mark Milley controversy. Did he say what he is quoted to have said in the book? Senator Paul, Senator Rubio want to bring hearings in the Senate. I'm sure there's people in the House that want the same thing. We need to FOIA those phone records, and we need to get that transcript, and we need to look at it and see what the words actually say. That's what I said when they said a phone call was why they needed to, you know, impeach a president. I think it's fair to say we need to see the transcripts to form an accurate opinion on what General Milley was talking about. But aside from what the Chinese think about it, which is where Gordon was able to really help us, I wanted to also delve today a little bit into the mindset of how the men and women in uniform are impacted if they hear that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the top ranked man in uniform in the United States, what he has to say. If the second phone call accusation turns out to be true, which is where he said he would let China know if we decided to attack them. Here to discuss is retired Colonel Chaplain David Giamona, and he served his nation for 32 years in uniform. He actually oversaw more than 1,000 chaplains along that time and had much impact on how to help the fighting men and women approach their jobs day to day and what they think about and how they process what is going on around them. Colonel, appreciate your time. Thank you for coming to Kevin McCullough Radio. An honor to have you, sir.
No, Kevin, it's my honor to be with you today and talk about our great men and women in uniform around the world.
When this story began to bubble up last week, and I have a brother-in-law who's forward, who's active duty right now, forward duty with the Navy, if what General Milley is purported to have said turns out to be true, does that have an impact on the men and women in uniform in the, you know, far reaches of the United States military?
Absolutely, it does, from the top to the bottom. Of course, leadership wouldn't have to be removed, probably go through court-martial and even serve in prison. Leadership's going to have to take the bull by the horns and really get down to the nitty-gritty with our men and women in uniform and say, look, yes, he made a mistake. Yes, we're going to pursue this and this crime of treason, and we're going to take action. Because if they don't, then we're going to really lose morale big time in our military. If they handle it correctly, which I don't know if they will or not at this point, if it's handled well, then, you know, the ranks will understand this guy was rogue, you know, got out of control, and our military will, with proper leadership, get back in line. And if it's not done correctly, just like the debacle in Afghanistan, we could have some serious problems of morale in our country, and people will not want to sign up for the military, and mothers and fathers don't want their children to be under that kind of leadership. So that's where we're standing right now.
Well, and I think that it's interesting that you bring that up, because I think the other kind of legacy of the Milley era is, you know, whatever happens on this issue by itself. I think the fact that he's the implementation kind of watchdog for the Biden administration on all the woke policy that has been adopted, that the new woke military, you know, we know everything we want to know about transgendered people and the potential of, you know, racial division. But we are losing the ability to know how to fight and win wars, which is what the military exists for. It doesn't exist to be this, you know, incubating laboratory for a social philosophy. It's supposed to be the finest of the fine, going out, getting ready and keeping themselves fine-tuned and sharpened to go out and apply lethal force when it comes to the defense of our nation.
Yes. Even when I stepped down in 2018 for 32 years, my job as a senior chaplain colonel was to go around and train our commanders in a number of things and to listen to them. And what I found to them was they were really discouraged about the fact they had so many things to do except train their troops for war. They had suicide prevention. They had diversity training. They have all this stuff. Well, you know, the commanders are smart enough to know, okay, if you do all this stuff and you don't train for war, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose big time. And by the way, there's a book that's called America's First Battles. We've lost every first battle in history in America because of this very thing. We just weren't prepared, weren't ready. Well, we can't do that anymore with China, Russia, all these national interests, geopolitical turmoil. We can't afford to lose any battles in war. We have to be ready, and right now we're not, and we're not focused. I even heard a Navy SEAL said, hey, we don't have time to train for war because we have all this other stuff we have to do. Well, we need to get off of that stick and get back to warfighting skills, or else we are going to lose again.
I think the exit from Afghanistan was really indicative of this. I think it demonstrated a little bit of the chaos and a little bit of the unpreparedness that we are likely going to face in the event that someone does confront us over Taiwan. I don't want that to occur, but, you know, I just spoke with Gordon Chang about it, and he seems to reflect the feelings of many world experts that China especially is feeling that America is in steep decline, and that the nation's military, which has always been the protective shield and the cutting edge weaponry needed to go in there and to win wars, that we are just not who we used to be. And that concerns me, particularly as our men and women in uniform need to have the confidence in their mind. They need that morale to be strong, that we are ready to take on this challenge and to defeat it eventually.
I was going to say, we wrote the Military Guide to Armageddon, our book, about all of these things and more. And just a few days ago, Chinese vessels are off the coast of Alaska in international waters, but not very far off, four vessels. And so they're probing our perimeter right now. They are going to do Taiwan. There's no question about it. And it may be a matter of months or maybe weeks. And so Iran is also going to be in the thick of things, and Turkey and North Korea. We've got a lot of geopolitical turmoil just ahead of us because they know we have a weak administration.
Yeah. The book is called The Military Guide to Armageddon. Colonel David Giamona is the author, and we appreciate your time today, Colonel. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for serving your country. We are grateful for your service.
Kevin, my pleasure. Thank you. God bless.
Kevin McCullough coming back. We go to Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation Charmaine Yost weighs in on another angle regarding China. You don't want to miss this as Kevin McCullough Radio rolls on this Friday. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself herself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Honor. Tradition, strength, pride, representing the United States Military Academy, a new class of black knights will find out what it's like to wear the black and gold.
Touchdown, Army!
Go, Army!
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights open the season on the road against the Georgia State Panthers on New York's home for Army football. AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Glad to have you with us on this Friday edition. Take a listen to this right here from one Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Military aggression in the South China Sea with their continuation of genocide with the Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province there, with their violation of the cultural, linguistic, religious priority of Tibet, with their suppression of democracy in Hong Kong and other parts of China as well. They're just getting worse in terms of suppression and freedom of speech. So that militarily, so human rights, security, economically. Having said all of that, and again, I go back and forth to China. I've been there a number of times. Sometimes I'm considered the most unpopular person in China, and sometimes the most unpopular American in China, which I wear with a badge of honor because, and again, I have my relationships there because we've been fighting a long time. but we have to work together on climate. Climate is an overriding issue. And China is a leading emitter in the world, U.S. too, developed world too, but we must work together.
All right. I don't know how Nancy Pelosi does it every single day, getting up and repeating these lying mantras to herself. But let's pull in the aforementioned Charmaine Yost. Dr. Yost, she went through a list there of at least four very important in terms of value structure, in terms of what Americans believe in, things that she said China's doing terrible on this, 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 and this.
I mean, it was such a long list. It was like, you know, having said all that, it's like, oh, okay, we're going to list out this long list of really egregious things. And let's keep in mind, it's not just policy stuff that she was laying out there. You know, we're talking about genocide of the Uyghurs. It's not like, oh, well, we kind of disagree about, you know, the flat tax or whatever, or even tariffs. It's human rights abuses of the most egregious kind. And she's going to elide all that and put it just in a little box, set it up on the shelf and go, well, having said all that, let's go on to talk about climate change. Like, you've got to be, it's just the whole presentation, the really making bald her priorities.
Well, and here's the thing. It doesn't even begin to take into consideration that climate change is still very debatable itself in terms of not necessarily whether or not the climate changes. Yes, it's changing. It was 70 degrees today. It was 82 degrees yesterday here in New York. The climate's always changing. The question is what causes it and what do we do about it? And is there something that needs to be done that, you know, we're not doing? She also says that America is the equivalent of China when it comes to the major transgressors of emitting pollution. That's provably untrue, Dr. Yost.
I was going to say that's absolutely and empirically false. We have a much better record than they do on climate issues. And, you know, I mean, for the record, I feel like, you know, conservatives really do have a protecting the environment agenda that I think we should do a better job of talking about and talking about more often. This one just is a real hot button for me because going back to the point that China has been really effective in just glossing over their human rights abuses. And because they're so big, it's like no one does a really good job of holding them accountable. And here we can have an entire summer of riots and uprisings, talking about racial issues here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, over in China, actual genocide is going on of an entire people group. And we just kind of take it and go, well, having said that, you know, that's the kind of thing you don't just kind of go like, oh, well, I think we're going to move on now and talk about a public policy issue. No, come on, Nancy Pelosi, stand up to these guys. Hold them accountable for their awful abuses. Instead of holding them accountable, we just put them on the UN Human Rights Council up there with the Taliban and Iran and, you know.
Well, I was about to say, let's take a look at who now is setting the tone for human rights, according to the UN. On their committee, you've got China with 1 million Muslims in camps. You've got Cuba. We know all about that. You've got several African countries that all practice slavery. You've got Libya that tortures migrants. You've got Pakistan who hosts terrorists. You've got Russia who takes delight in poisoning dissidents that come there. You've got Somalia that still engages in female genital mutilation, which is just unbelievable. And you've got Venezuela, you know, the great human rights protectors that they are. That's the Human Rights Committee in the UN these days. And it's what the left doesn't ever want to acknowledge, that they say that these people are good on human rights and they are absolutely abhorrent all the way through. It's just amazing. Anyway, Dr. Yost, always appreciate your insights.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Have a good
weekend. You too. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Governor Mike Huckabee to round out Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. As people across the United States watch the debacle in Afghanistan, there's virtually unanimous agreement on two points. First, no American who wants to come home should be left behind. Second, we must ensure the safety of the Afghans who helped us. But given the frenzied haste with which the Biden administration is flying tens of thousands of Afghans into the country, hard questions are in order. How carefully are these new arrivals being vetted? One man flown into America reportedly works for ISIS. It would be a tragedy if our commitment to the safety of our Afghan friends were exploited by terrorists and enabled by the incompetence of our own government. What we've seen of the Biden administration's ineptitude, or worse, both in Afghanistan and on our southern border, hardly inspires confidence. It's time for some answers on exactly who's coming here. America's security depends on it.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's better than a mortgage interest rate and APR in the twos? How about a no closing cost mortgage loan with an interest rate and APR in the twos? That's right. We have no closing cost loans here at Cash Call Mortgage. We pay the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. So if you're looking to save a little cash on your monthly mortgage payment, call Cash Call Mortgage today. Our quotes are always free. If your mortgage rate APR is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you some cash. What are you waiting for? With low rates and no closing cost options, now is the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
September 11th, 2001, the day the world stood still. You remember exactly where you were when you got the news. You felt vulnerable. The unimaginable happened. Terror struck America at our very heart. It changed us all forever. But though we felt fear, we also felt courage. Our country came together. As one, we arose and decided that we would stand together in the face of great terror and adversity. 9/11 forever changed not only the United States, but also the Middle East. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is once again a time to reflect. Join us as we remember and honor the past, take a look at the new Middle East, and pray for God's hand to move. Hear from leading experts about the future of this important region, including Joel C. Rosenberg, Ann Graham Lotz, Dr. Mitch Glazer, and frontline workers from 9/11, with music by Marty Goetz and Misha. To register, go to 911theconference.com. Sponsored by Chosen People Ministries and the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know how often it happens where you have one of the longest-serving governors in American history with the potential to become the father of a governor in the United States, which is what the Huckabee family is on the precipice of having happen, as Sarah Huckabee continues her very impressive campaign for governor in Arkansas, where the Huckabee legacy will live on for years. And Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you with us on Fridays. Love getting the insights from the interworkings of the Huckabee brain on some of these things. And speaking of brains, everyone going into the election cycle in 2020 asked me the same question. Where's the Durham investigation? How come nothing was ever revealed about the Durham investigation? Are we ever going to see anything from the Durham investigation? And I had no answer for it because I don't know the prosecutor very well. But we did finally get something this week, and it appears from constitutional expert Jonathan Turley, this may be rather significant. I was curious your thoughts on the indictment of Mr. Sussman.
Well, anything that came out of it was going to be big unless there was just, gee, there's nothing to see here. Let's move along. Now, granted, it was literally hours away from the time in which the statute of limitations was running out. So Durham had the clock ticking against him. But the good news is he came forward with a grand jury indictment of Sussman. And this is a big deal. It is a very big deal. The evidence against him is overwhelming. The most important thing, the Russia collusion story was all a manufactured hoax. There was a lot of evidence, but this shows that there was actually criminal activity taking place, outright lying, deception, fraud, that involved not only the Clinton campaign, Sussman being a part of it, but the highest levels of the FBI. So the big question is, will there be further indictments that will start reaching into the likes of James Comey and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe and other of the nefarious characters? I certainly hope so. And then I'm going to look for a big old apology press conference from Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler, which I know will never happen. But boy, have they ever discredited themselves, if they could even made themselves more discredited than they already are.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that Sussman was not only promised a job in a future administration, there are he demonstrated recognition of that promise and offered factual support for it. So when you're saying that there is damning evidence here, you're not misleading anyone in that. And that's exactly the truth. The big takeaway, friends, you can get lost in the weeds on this. The big takeaway is, we've got clear-cut evidence that the Trump Russia hoax was in fact manipulated, a product of imagination actually, and that everybody that latched onto it from that point on, as the governor just said, is truly discredited. But you know what, Governor? More and more people are finding that the progressive side of the political aisle, the liberal side, although I hesitate to use the term liberal, because I don't think what these people are pushing now is liberalism. I think it's straight up Marxism. And I think of liberals as people that just want, you know, a little bit more money for Social Security. I think of Marxists as people that don't want you to go to church or have any choice in what kind of cornflakes you buy. And we're moving towards Marxism quickly. But, you know, and Nicki Minaj, I don't want any of my kids listening to her music. I don't find her as an artist in any way attractive to my family. But it is rather compelling when she and her 153 million Twitter followers get banned for asking the wrong questions about the vaccine.
Yeah, this is pretty remarkable. And it shows that really the people on the far left will eat their own if they have to, because there is a certain narrative that you have to subscribe to. You have to pay allegiance to it. Have to give homage to it. And if you don't, if you in any way buck it, then you become persona non grata. I'm so very happy to see her push back rather than apologize and grovel like most celebrities do when they're told that they've made a mistake and they've gone against the Wizard of Oz. She, in fact, basically told him where to go. I won't mention it on your show, but let's just say it's the opposite of heaven. And she's sort of saying, look, you know, if you don't want to like me for this, I think what's more important is the substance of her message was not anti-vax. She simply raised some very legitimate questions. And Kevin, when we're in a culture where you can't even raise a question or ask a question, then that goes beyond a political atmosphere. Now we're into totalitarianism.
Yep.
And dictatorship.
Straight up Marxism. And I thought the way she worded it was also very compelling, because she talked about the obligation one has to be with a party. And if you don't, you know what the consequences are. And then she flipped the coin and she said, and the other side is, if you pretend that even the other party is allowed to be right,
and they tell you that that a bus is coming and you're going to get run over by it, your allegiance is expected to be to the party that tells you it's not, and you're supposed to get run over by the bus in order to show your allegiance. I mean, that's pretty – when you're supposed to give your life in the cause of lying for the Democratic Party as an African-American artist is figuring this out and saying it publicly, it is a watershed moment for where we are in the public dialogue.
It affirms, though, that the fundamental difference between Marxism and Americanism is that Marxism believes in collectivism, which believes that you as an individual are really not important. Your only right. importance is however you bring value to the state. America believes in the individual, and your value is an individual value. It's unique to you. It's God-given. It's not government-given. Government can't take it away. And because it's individual, you have that individual personal freedom. You also have that individual personal responsibility. It's what made America the greatest country in the history of the world, and it's why I don't want to lose it.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee Today each weekend on TBN. What's on your big broadcast this weekend?
Congressman John Rose of Tennessee is one of our guests this weekend. We're going to be talking about everything from the border to what's happening in Congress with General Milley and a host of things. And we have a brand new, it's an absolutely beautiful song that Trey Corley, our music director, has written. And we're going to give it its world debut this weekend on the show. It's going to be a beautiful, unifying message and song. How is that for tease?
That's it. And when you have the congressman on and you're talking about the border in D.C., I want to get, I hope you ask him about all those people huddled under that bridge versus the fence that just went up around the Capitol building, because you talk about two stark contrasts in terms of visuals. That is really something. Governor, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Off to do his big TV show this weekend. Check that out. TBN, 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday nights. Huckabee Today is where you find him. Kevin McCullough coming right back with a final thought. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabao Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or Quesojeo cheese. It's summertime, and what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabao Meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabao Meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Sabao Meat Products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabao Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabao Meat Products, tradition of quality.
Hey, Pastor Darren Golston here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come out and worship with us in person. You can find us at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than in adults, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's a very interesting day in the Gabby Petito case because protesters have started gathering outside the boyfriend's home. And this is the thing I really cannot comprehend. I can't get my head around. How can you take your girlfriend across the country and just return without her? I know that we're not supposed to think like this. I know that the idea is that we are supposed to not think that men and women are in any way different from each other at all. But that's the operating standard starting point. That she's a woman, she's fully functional, can defend, provide for, take care of herself just as good as any man can. But in this situation, she's slighter of frame than her boyfriend. In this situation, her boyfriend has the vehicle that drives all the way across the country. And in this situation, he did not return with her. There was a time when fathers would have told the boyfriend, there's no way you're doing that. You want to go somewhere with my daughter, you marry her. That's how you get the opportunity to take her places, especially far away, especially by yourself. I mean, she is 21, so people are going to say, well, she's, you know, she's a fully formed adult, which I don't even know that that's true in your early 20s. Your brain still makes a lot of decisions differently after age 25, 26. So having said all of that, some of his friends are holding up signs that they're not very nice. Where's Gabby is one of them. Speak up, says another one. Truth always comes out. Another one says, would she bring you home? And I guess that's part of what has been on my mind about all of this. Dads, tonight, you don't want to be in a situation that Gabby Petito's dad is in right now. Doesn't know where his daughter is, doesn't know what happened to her, doesn't know where her body is, doesn't know if she's laying dead in a ditch somewhere, which she likely is, having probably fallen off a cliff or been pushed somewhere in the great wild desert of the western side of the country. But what? How does this boil down to us? If you've got a daughter, take that responsibility of being her protector and her shield seriously. Dads, don't just say, oh, well, it's just the way it is now and I can't do anything about it. Insert yourself into her life. Get into places where she needs protection, whether she realizes it or not. And don't let her drive across the country with a ne'er-do-well, one-on-one, with no protection. I'm not blaming the dad, by the way. I'm heartbroken for him. I think that everybody is going to be heartbroken for the whole family when we finally find out what happened to her. But friends, this should send a clear message to fathers and daughters everywhere. She needs you to be that protector and her cover and her shield until she finds her husband. Don't abandon that role, Dad. Don't do it. Her life may hang in the balance. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.